Moving from one country to another is never easy. Though Colin Brewer and his parents left peaceful South Africa and came to Canada as immigrants, not fleeing from war-torn conditions as so many other newcomers to this country do, the move to Canada still wasn't entirely problem-free. Now 11, Colin found school to be difficult in earlier years. At school I couldn't read or do the alphabet. Here it's a bit different. I couldn't understand it. They even gave me a special education teacher, but she still couldn't teach me how to read, Colin told Sue today. To remedy that situation, Colin's mother Anelia started homeschooling him. It's a good way to learn the things that you actually need in life. A few weeks after we transferred to homeschooling, I started reading. It's a lot easier, Colin said. In South Africa, the way they teach kids to read is through phonics, and the education department here does it in a completely different style, such as the whole word approach. That's where the challenge came in. That was one of the stopping blocks, said Colin's father Peter. I have the same way of thinking as my dad, said Colin, who said he now enjoys reading and writing after learning to read through the phonics method. In homeschooling, it's a lot easier to pick up words and learn. The result of homeschooling has been very beneficial for him, Peter said. Though not in a classroom environment, Colin said he has made friends through joining the Sioux chapter of Scouts Canada. When I'm not homeschooling, I like to play games, and in the winter I love to go snowboarding, Colin said. Peter said he encourages Colin to play outside when he can and not spend too much time with electronics. The Brewer family, Colin, father Peter and mother Anelia, moved to Canada in 2017, younger brother Keaton born in this country. Their first Canadian home was in the Toronto area, the family then moving to Cambridge before settling in the Sioux. It's a more family-friendly environment, said Peter, who works as a project manager, of living in the Sioux.